Taiwan special, second day of the week, Wednesday, Christmas. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. Police are out, not with their families, making sure that we're safe. They're probably making house calls for domestic violence. There are probably families that are angry, creating problems. And police officers are probably having to visit troubled homes to break up fights that shouldn't be there. Police officers do this because they care for people. They love their country more than they love themselves. They didn't make that decision today or yesterday or this week. They made that decision when they signed up for the academy. The problem that we face in respecting police officers, the biggest cause of hatred for police, which we haven't seen hatred for police, it's coming. The biggest problem is deifying all police officers regardless of their records. We need to celebrate good police. Celebrate and honor the good cops. Don't celebrate someone for being a police officer. Celebrate for being a good police officer. When you speak at a police officer's funeral, don't say, he served his country. Say, he served his country correctly. He did things by the book. He never shot and killed anyone, even on accident. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I would be speaking at the funeral of the person who was killed on accident. This is a good cop, a model for our country. We need more like this. That's what we need to say about people. We need to celebrate goodness and see it for what it is. I don't like this narrative that they're all good or they're all bad. Why is that? Why do we have only two narratives in the world? Everything's all good and all bad. And I talked about that yesterday in the Taiwan special. Yes, this is about Taiwan. I'm talking about police in America. It's Christmas. By the way, in Taiwan, Christmas comes and goes and nobody really notices. Those of you in the city might know about the Chinese Lunar New Year. You know about it, right? You go to google.com, there's like a different picture up there that day. Yeah, that's right. And so you celebrate the Lunar New Year by going to google.com. And similarly, Taiwanese celebrate Christmas. Yep. They know it's an interesting thing where everybody gives lots of shiny presents or something like that, I think. Yeah. It's something like that. So they'll be celebrating Christmas over here in Taiwan. They already did by the time you're listening to this. It'd be early afternoon, maybe evening by the time you're listening to this, if you're getting it right as it comes out. So I don't know, though. What is it? I talked about this yesterday. There seems to be, there's too many narratives where everything is all good or all bad. China has a lot of redeeming qualities. The government isn't among any of those, but it has, the government, contrary to popular opinion, the government is not everything in China. Therefore, there's plenty in China that's good. I'm not saying everything that's not government is good. I'm saying that government isn't everything. And so if government was everything, then there wouldn't be anything good in China. But there's plenty that's good and bad. That's not. Anyhow, there's a lot that's good everywhere you go. And right now, China's being painted as if it's just purely all bad. And it looks to me, and I've got genuine concerns, that Taiwan is being set up, painted in the news narrative, in this brewing war narrative, as if Taiwan is this holy, wonderful, excellent already thing, and it doesn't need to grow or improve, and China's the outright villain. It's black and white, And so we should absolutely go to the mattresses and just kill all the Chinese and just protect Taiwan. And Taiwan doesn't need to improve. They don't need to do any better. I mean, sure, they need to improve. So shut up about it. And but don't talk about how they need to improve. Of course they do. And I don't want to talk about it. Don't let them improve. Just acknowledge it and don't, no specifics. No action steps, because that would make it look like they're not already perfect. And we need people to think they're perfect so we can justify just attacking and hating the Chinese. That's what I see. Taiwan is lovable. It's wonderful. We need to protect Taiwan. We need to protect Taiwan from China. And we need to save Taiwan from its own government. It's you know, we can keep its government. Taiwan's government can be kept. It's a swamp that needs to be drained, but Taiwan's government can be kept. We don't need to have any regime change. But Taiwan's government is its own worst enemy. And as bad as you might think things are with America's government, they are 1,000 times worse with Taiwan's. And the Taiwanese people will tell you. We all have need to improve. So even Christmas, we've got a need to improve. We have a need to do better, to be better. So, I don't know. I mean, this Christmas, think about it. Give yourself the gift of knowing that you need to do better, and it's okay to talk about the specifics. Give yourself the gift of accepting criticism from people. Give the friends around you a gift and say, I want you to tell me anything that I need to do better, and listen to them without rebuttal, without response. Don't tell them if you agree or not. Just listen. Give your friends that gift. Give yourself that gift. Tell people, I want to know how to do better. Tell me how to do better. How can I do better? You love me. Therefore, you want me to be better. I hope. And ask them for it. And don't expect them to give you the opportunity to tell them how to be better. In fact, they say, how can I do better? Say, well, I kind of wanted to be selfish this Christmas. And I only wanted to learn how to do better. I don't know. You know what? Maybe you could make them wait. If they want you to tell them how they could do better, make them wait until New Year's. Say, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you in New Year's. Because I haven't thought about it. Because I don't think about other people's problems. I think about trying to improve myself. And if you listen to the podcast weekly, this week I'm talking, Pacific Daily Ads, and I'm doing a lot of back end work to make the website secure so that users can secure their account. And there are some verification things that I've actually thought about doing that are common practice. And I'm like, why do I need to verify that? I don't want to have confirmation of that user's information about that. I don't want to have much user information. I'm not here to collect data on users. I'm here to help people advertise. And as much as I know all about Taiwan's problems, because, I mean, it eats up an entire afternoon, an entire day or two, just to deal with one problem that Taiwan gave me because they're so disorganized. As much as it really messes with my life and I can't ignore it, I really do try to think about how I can just do better. I mean, sometimes you can't ignore the problems that other people give you, but you can focus on your own need to improve as much as you can. My solution to Taiwan's problems is that I become awesome. That's really my solution. Of course, I'm going to talk about it. When I talk to you, talk to anybody, I'm going to talk about the truth. I've been in Taiwan. I'll tell you what I've seen. No question. But I don't dwell on that. I'm always trying to figure out how I can do something better, how I can make an English curriculum that's better, how I can make a computer teaching thing that's better. I've had countless Taiwanese ask me to teach them how to use computer, and they love it. And now that I've got this is an exciting piece of news here in my life. Actually, I want to share that. I'm sharing this right now with you. This is kind of news breaking. Merry Christmas for me. This website, this Pacific Daily Ads, this advertising network that I've been building, I've been having to learn PHP in order to build this. And we're talking over the last 5 months, like 20, 30 hours of PHP coding every week without exception. And, maybe 40, 50 at sometimes. And or excuse me, at times. And when I'm getting all this done, and I'm realizing, you know, PHP really isn't that hard. We just need a simple way to make it work. We just need a simple way to show people how to make it work. And so I'm thinking about, I've got a basic Linux curriculum. I'm thinking about starting a basic PHP curriculum for people that want to learn PHP. So that's a thought. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus gave everything so that we wouldn't lose everything. A 9-year-old asked me this past week, what is Christianity? I said, well, normally, we're all got problems. And everyone would normally die and go to hell. And Jesus died so everybody wouldn't die and go to hell. When God judges people to be able to go to heaven instead of hell or whatever, the only reason that they'll be able to be forgiven of their bad problems is because Jesus died for that. Now, how does God decide all that? Sure, there's faith in Jesus. There's also the Book of Life, which was written before the earth was made. So it couldn't have been contingent upon, you know, what happens in this life, because Book of Life decides heaven or hell, and that was written before the earth was made. God knew who the good and bad people were, but even the good people, quote-unquote good, big fat quotes, even the, quote, good people would go to hell without Jesus dying on the cross. That's what that's about. God sent his son. And just a thought about this. I've been reading through the book of Genesis a lot. And Joseph's story. You know Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. No, he did not have an affair with Potiphar's wife. That's why Pharaoh let him out in the first place, because Potiphar knew that he didn't have an affair. Even in prison, Joseph was still Potiphar's slave. Pharaoh would not let someone like that in his court. Joseph's life is a lot like what Jesus was all about, because that's how it all began. The book of Genesis starts in outer space. And then it goes through Adam, garden, supernatural garden, kicked out. The first murder, a brother kills his brother. What? Angels have children which become giants. God has to flood the earth. People start a cult. God changes our languages so they don't. And then spread out this Abraham guy, his family. The story still isn't done until we get done with Joseph's story. And once we get done with Joseph's story, now it's the end of the beginning. And so if you want to understand the first story in the New Testament, Jesus' life, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then you need to understand the first story in the Old Testament. Began in outer space, but wasn't finished until Joseph. There's a lot that's in common with Jesus and Joseph. And here's an interesting clue as to why. Jesus' father, well, his stepfather, was Joseph. Think on that. Merry Christmas. See you tomorrow.